The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Of a good day, Monday, April 18th, tax time, tax day. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. How'd you do on your taxes? A, I got a refund. B, I'm getting a refund. C, I owe. D, I don't owe yet. So how are you doing? Did you spend the weekend doing things? A lot of new software, a lot of really good, helpful material around to help you earn more money last year. Did you surprise yourself with how much money you have coming back? That's a part of the question. Focus, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Boy, there's a lot of activity here in various forms. Susan writes, I don't know why Paul Ryan goes on about the IRS. He, above all people, should know that IRS employees do not make the rules for taxes. It's Congress. There's been a lot of talk and focus on how we enforce our IRS laws and rules. I got to dig around and find out why it got changed. Why is it that was tax day not Friday supposed to? 15th. Why didn't it happen on the 15th? So anyway, we'll chase that around. Tim writes, it's amazing how well we can enforce our IRS deadline laws, but we can't enforce our immigration laws. It's a question of will. One set of laws ought to be easy to enforce as the other, and both ought to be enforced. I'm with you on that one. Sean says, Emancipation Day is a legal holiday in the district. Why not the rest of the country? That's one of the reasons that the tax deadline changed for filing. Excuse me, you know what I mean? Who knows what Emancipation Day is? That is a great question to follow. Phil writes, we have till Tuesday to file because Massachusetts, it's Patriots Day. The marathon is held on Patriots Day, and that's a big deal there. It has been for, what, a century or more? How long has the Boston Marathon been going on? Mike says, so if we make every day a federal holiday, would that mean we wouldn't have to pay our income taxes anymore? Okay, you can think about that one. 9 past the hour here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
12 after the hour, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, Victoria, Keelan, Doug, Stefan on the Good Day program. Over the weekend, we list the top 10 talk topics and ask you to tell us which is the most important one for you. I'm looking at the results here, Victoria. 24% said the presidential race was the number one item for them. 21% said the Navy and Russian jet incident was most important, so that came in second. Zika virus was third, 13%. The pork book, 12% said that was number one. For me, that's the number one story. The amount of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse doesn't get appropriate focus as far as I'm concerned, and I wonder why, especially at this point. It comes out usually the week before your taxes are due. Taxes are due today. By the way, do you know why tax day is today instead of it was supposed to be last Friday?
Apparently it's Emancipation Day in D.C., right?
Right, yeah, right.
Is that the anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Right. So the Emancipation.
I had never heard of Emancipation Day until Friday. I'm not joking. I did not know that.
Well, that's a problem with civics and history of the country not being taught anymore in schools. And it's considered apparently not that big a deal for a country that makes.
It's a huge deal. I just don't know why it's not a holiday everywhere.
Well, because a lot of people say Martin Luther King Day is the same as Emancipation Day. Maybe there's something to that.
Okay.
What I find most appalling here is that people who have through no fault of their own, for example, you, and the educational process that you went through to get yourself to the point where you are in your life included, I'm figuring, 12 years of public school. Yes? I've never asked you that about you and where you went to school. You're from Jersey originally, right?
Yes. I have a mix of public and private.
You do?
Yes.
Right. So at what point was the public school earlier in your life or was it later in your life? So you went to private school like in high school?
Yes.
All right. Was it a sort of an Ivy League type prep school-y situation, or was it a Catholic private school? What was the...
No, non-denominational and college preparatory, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's college prep school. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them around. So wouldn't you think, now you can look at this critically, that in your upbringing, in your educational environment, in your experience, that someone would have thought it was important to teach you and your classmates civics? Do you know what civics is, even?
Honestly, no, not really.
See,
I had social studies and then history, and then history was broken down into European history, American history, things like that. But civics is just sort of one of those, to me, a generic term that I don't really know if I just figured it kind of encompasses all of social studies and history.
Well, it doesn't really. Civics is more specifically how government operates, how government works, how it does. And I remember having
now, how's that different
grade.
From political science? How is that different?
Well, political science is an understanding. I was a political science major in college, and I've always been interested in history and social studies, as you just put them sort of together. It's a separate discipline, if you will, because it focuses just on how our government works. Mm-hmm. And although it would be appropriate, at least these days, for us to have that in terms of history, most people who are high school educators think that the history of our country doesn't have anything to do with the way it's operating. The history of our country is in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue and got here, and then, you know, there was the what happened to the islands, Hispaniola, and then who landed here first in St. Augustine, and then we have the story of Jamestown, and then we have Plymouth Rock, and then we have the Westward Ho, and we have the railroads, and then we have industrial history, that kind of stuff. Do you know what I'm saying?
Which I learned all about that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that has nothing to do with the way the government operates. The government in itself operates, let's put it this way. It's not supposed to have anything to do with the way our government operates, but because even back then, prior to the Teapot Dome scandal and all that other stuff, the political influences of money started after the Reconstruction, after the Civil War, and through when really things started to hop with the discovery of oil and the corruption of the railroads, and then, I mean, corruption, I put that in there. Well, yeah, I mean, I should say corruption, because the way the railroads were built and what was allowed, you know, we make a big deal out of a $12 or $15 an hour minimum wage. And the coolies, and that's what they were called, from China, that came here to build the railroads, the way they were, it was the same as slavery, only slavery had been outlawed when it came to black people in our country because of World War II. I'm sorry, World War II, good day. Because of the Civil War. Mm-hmm. But then the importation of millions of Chinese to do the work that they had slaves doing before, that whole coolie period, and coolie is a very derogative term. It's almost as
honestly,
bad as
I've
using
never
the term.
Heard that ever in my
have
life.
Have you heard the term chink? That was another horrible.
Yes, I have heard that, but I never heard the first one.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, these were the people who built the railroads and did a lot of other things when the early mining era was important in our country. As industrialization spread, there still was a great focus on human labor. And I don't know that we do a good job of teaching that much in our schools. How many people who are listening to this conversation right now remember studying that sort of thing when you were looking at the portion of our history that is the Industrial Revolution? And which, by the way, made much of our history. You must remember that, Victoria. You had that study from...
Yes, that was... Yes. I feel like when you're learning history, American history, let's stick with that, but it's pockets of... the Chinese were horribly mistreated building the railroads. The Irish need not apply. The Italians need not apply. And it's sort of pockets of discrimination that you learn about.
Wild discrimination that we would put up with for 5 seconds today. And it was pretty much the nature of people. It was the way things worked.
Right.
And that's part of, but anyway, am I digressing a little bit?
Going back to your civics comment, though, I do think that, and I don't know the answer to this, but an observation, in schooling, you learn, it's like you stop with the structure of government, you stop learning past the Continental Congress.
Yeah.
So it's how everything was set up, and then you digress into a million other things that happened after. But the actual structure and infrastructure of the government, unless you're a really specific, maybe civics major, that would be the only way you would really get to learn how everything really works post founding fathers.
There were a lot of things that were left out. The business about Andrew Jackson being a slaver, Alexander Hamilton being a slaver, and the only reason that we have that on our mind is because of the $20 bill and the $10 bill. And whether Andrew Jackson is going to be removed from the $20 bill because he was a slaver, but why isn't Alexander Hamilton going to be on the $10 bill? He's going to stay. And one wonders why.
Here's a civics question for you. Who decides this? Is this the Treasury?
Who decides the dollar bill? It's the Treasury, yeah.
Okay, right. So they get, I'm assuming they have some sort of internal committee that decides who's going to be on what?
Right. Yeah.
Or is it something like the president just says, okay.
I think there's some influence there politically, but I mean, that's why it's going the way that it's going. But because today everything is politics. It really is.
It is.
Not that it hasn't always been, but more lately. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
We use
utilize mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Oh, it is. Right,
there's one for you, one for 19 you. For me.
That's the tax man.
Because I'm the tax man.
23 after Doug Steffens' Good Day program is Monday, tax day. And it's been put off again for some. We were talking about that, and we got off into a discussion of Emancipation Day, and then off into a history lesson. We ought to know historically what we are doing with our money, and we ought to know what we're doing with it currently. And so, this is a pretty appropriate conversation about how the government works.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, however, let's go back to the weekend and some fun. Well, let's hope that there's fun attached to some of the clips from Saturday Night Live. Here, Colin Jost talks about Bernie Sanders.
During this week's Democratic debate, Bernie Sanders said he would release his tax returns, but said they're boring because he's, quote, one of the poorest members of the Senate. So now he's just bragging about how poor he is. At this point, Bernie is just an opposite Trump. I'm so poor. I got the smallest house. And check out my daughter. She's 52. They really are like cartoon opposites. I mean, Trump's wife was a model. Bernie's wife is doing his taxes. Trump spends 2 hours a day on his hair. Bernie's barber is the wind. The only way Bernie could be more opposite is if he built a tunnel to Mexico and then made America pay for it.
Bernie has bad dandruff. I think that's the thing that's most amusing about him and his appearance. Here's Michael Che talking about Hillary Clinton.
During a speech this week, Hillary Clinton called for women to get equal pay, saying there's no discount for being a woman. But on the other hand, bars.
Huh?
Huh? I didn't get that.
Women get free drinks at bars.
Oh, Peter. Was that on the air, Peter?
Yeah.
Peter Tran is at the controls in our studio in Washington today. Okay, I'll have to remember that. Is it Colin or Colin? I never heard of it.
Colin.
Colin Jost talking about the rally for Bernie.
On Wednesday, several thousand people in New York City met in Washington Square Park for a rally in support of Bernie Sanders, and some of them weren't homeless.
Okay.
He's gotten a lot of celebrity endorsements lately.
Yeah,
Bernie.
Yeah. Here, Colin talks about Trump's latest endorsement.
Donald Trump has received the endorsement of the New York Observer, which is published by his son-in-law, while Ted Cruz failed to get the endorsement of his family's Christmas newsletter.
All right. One of our favorites is Steve Harvey, who is doing a he's got more things going on here. He does a daily syndicated morning program. He does his syndicated television show, which is a talk show, and he's now doing he does Family Feud. And he does this show on Sunday night called Little Big Shots. Here he talks to a fiddler named Carson Peters about the fiddle and dating and talking country. We'll have as much of this as we can squeeze in here.
Where are you from?
I'm from Piney Flats, Tennessee.
Yeah, they're clapping for a place they've never heard of. So what's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
A violin is more classical music. And a fiddle is kind of like a hoedown hillbilly music.
Hoedown hillbilly music.
That's right. Yes, sir. A violin has strings and a fiddle has strings.
Boy, you my
man.
He's
adorable.
Well, let me tell you something.
I get
talked to a lot about the way I talk. Country people, we just different.
That's right.
You know. Like you, like a word like libeler. See, you know right there. See, libeler, y'all just sitting there. You know, like if you keep messing with me, I'm liable to bust you upside your head.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like my grandmother. My grandmother
Oh, yeah?
From Southern Illinois. Yeah, right. The libel business really sort of struck and tickled my funny bone because that's the way my grandmother talked, actually. 28 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program.
We could all become a little more compassionate. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once heard that a long time ago, a group of men who had leprosy came to the master to follow the Zen way. The master welcomed these men into his temple and even washed and shaved their heads with his own hands. Now, it happened that a wealthy man who had donated the temple to the master was walking by, and he was just appalled and revolted by what he saw. At once, he brought the master a bucket to wash his hands. But the master refused, saying, "Your disgust is much filthier than their sores." Is there a group of people who disgust you? What makes them disgusting? Their actions, their words, their beliefs? I wonder if our disgust with others contributes to making things better or not. Maybe it does, but then again, maybe it doesn't. For help working on your compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
It's friendship time here on Good Day, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan. Peter Trahan is at the controls on here. I see much of him. Nice to have him around from time to time because he adds a certain cerebral touch to what goes on here. Not that we aren't all brainiacs and don't sound like it on the air, but I'd like to just underscore Peter and his, he has a sort of rustic sense of equivalency. You know what that means?
No.
That's really good radio stuff. That's really, I said nothing with that. But didn't it sound good? Wasn't it impressive?
Yeah.
Didn't it sort of sweeten the...
Put that on a business card.
Yeah, yeah. Right, absolutely. So just as a little shop talk, because a lot of stages that carry this program also carry Laura Ingraham, and I don't mean to underscore, I just, I kind of go back to whenever anything like this happens, and we say this with regularity, it's kind of like privacy. You don't have any anymore because there's always somebody with an audio or a video camera. There's something that's going to track and trace almost everything that you do. Now, those of us who are in the radio business remember back to Ronald Reagan when he said something about the bombs are going to hit Russia. You may have studied that in history, or you may not have. For those of you who just joined us, Victoria and I are having a conversation about what she learned in school and what I learned in school.
Apparently, I didn't learn much.
Well, I didn't learn. No, I think you learned a lot because you're a very intelligent person, but you didn't learn the same sorts of things. And my maintenance on that focus is that I believe some of the things you didn't learn are important to your ability to decide things when it comes to how the government is run, your own values and things politically. That sort of thing comes often with a good understanding of how the system works itself. And I think we have... We've really dulled it down and dumbed it down. There's no sweet spot anymore for understanding why, for example, we have primaries spread all across the spring instead of we just have one day, or why we have the Electoral College anymore because it doesn't serve us, or why we have delegates because they don't serve us either. The whole system is corrupt and messed up. And when people, there are a lot of people who are coming along that are you know, looking at this thing, and that's why Trump and Bernie Sanders have the support that they do in part, because people are upset at the system because it doesn't work for them. It works for the people who are running the system.
Right.
And so you, and that's part of what you understand. But even without having civics courses, Victoria, you still get the gist of why it is that people have had enough, mm-hmm. fed up. Okay, so anyway, it has nothing to do with Laura Ingraham. I just go to the Ronald Reagan reference when he was doing a news, I think there was, I believe, but I don't remember specifically, that he was about to do a news conference and they were miking him. And the mic was on and it was hot, and he said something, you know, like many times it was like, test, 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 one, two, three, testing, testing, is this microphone working? You know, that kind of silly mm-hmm. stuff. Well, instead, Reagan said, the bombing of Russia will commence in 20 minutes.
So, really? And he was, and it was real.
You don't know that either? This stuff.
No, oh, I don't know that.
Okay, anyway. Right, calm down, Doug.
I know he liked jelly beans.
Yes, he did. Right. By the way, as an aside, my son, who's in the movie business, says that this Nixon Elvis movie that's coming out this weekend is supposed to be hilarious and superb. My
I've son heard is great things about
this. Very critical, right. And I find it most interesting, and the reason I said that is because Nixon loved M&Ms. And Dr. Pepper. And there was always a bowl of M&Ms on the table. When people would come in, they were told, don't eat them because the president likes to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the play when you see the, if you've seen the trailer for the movie. But anyway, what I find most intriguing about this is when you think of House of Cards and the sort of president that, what's his face is playing, and where did it go? Just out of my mind.
Kevin star? Spacey?
Spacey. Spacey. Yeah. Plays the president, Underwood, in House of Cards. Well, he plays Nixon in the Elvis Nixon movie. And to see them and contrast them and the type of characters really shows what a great actor he is.
He's phenomenal,
he's very good, yeah. Anyway, so we're off
on Michael Shannon, who's playing Elvis.
Elvis, yeah, right.
To me, that's even a bigger stretch.
Yeah, right.
but he does he's an amazing actor, too.
Yeah, right.
I'm actually going to see him. He's on Broadway right now in a revival of Long Day's Journey and Tonight. I'm going to see him in that with Jessica Lange and Gabriel Byrne in a couple weeks. I'm really excited.
That's an interesting cast in and of itself.
Isn't it? I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I had lunch yesterday with a casting director. Man, we're all over. I started this with Laura Ingraham, but I'll tell you this quick story. I had lunch with this casting director who is talking to me about some things that I might want to do while I'm here in California. And she was going through her CV, what she'd done and who she'd worked with and the actors and how some of them are. She'd been doing it for about 45 years, so it's not like she just got started. And some amazing stories about directors.
I bet.
Oh, my God. And what just cretins some of these people are. Mm. And so I come back around to the business that you and I are in, our chosen lot in life. Mine has been since I was 17 years old, working on the radio. Always wanted to work on the radio and have been very happy to have spent my career on the radio in lots of different ways and shapes and forms and sizes. But as I came along, one of the things that I did learn, and it was the hard way, I get caught with my, you know, sort of my mouth down, as Laura did. So all the people, the thing that's different is that Twitter and Facebook and social media went bananas with this thing. Some because there are supporters who like Laura, and there are people who don't like Laura.
What happened in a nutshell? Because I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, what happened was she came back from a break on her program on Friday. And as you know, I'm in Studio A, I think. Or Peter, is this A or B?
A.
We're in A, and across the hall, Laura's in Studio B. Mm-hmm. So she's in the other studio while I'm in this studio. And she introduced a new idea. She wanted to talk about her children, and well, I don't know what was going on. But apparently her headphones went out. She thought she was off the air. She got worked up with her producer and her staff, and she asked the producer, what do I do? And then you could hear her saying, put on a best of tape or we're going to lose every blanking station we have. And that's what went viral. And then there was some bumper music that went on at the little inside. And she picks up the program again. I remember Peter, maybe
that
you
happens
do.
Happens to a lot of people.
Oh, but yeah, it does. She had a studio blow up when she was hosting a Fox News Channel show. I think she was subbing for. I'm not. She subs a lot for O'Reilly, and I think it made.
I was
going
to say, famously, Bill. That made Bill O'Reilly cool. You know,
yes.
When he had his rant that he went on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that this really harms anyone in that sense, unless you're saying something that you really shouldn't say.
Well, but it's what it does is sort of lend the insiders. Lend credibility. She's somewhat difficult, so the rumor has it. But, you know, what it does say is that we all have problems. I get annoyed sometimes at the technical problems because this program that you and I are on and all the other people that are here is actually the most difficult radio program in the history of the medium to produce because there's so many different moving parts and
right.
Literally it comes from so many different places. Like you're in New York, I'm in Los Angeles, Jennifer will be in Los Angeles but at a different place, Roberta's in New Orleans, Rich and Peter are in Washington, we bring in correspondents from here, there, and everywhere, and there's so many moving parts it makes it very, very difficult, very challenging, very tough on the studio atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So when something goes wrong, excuse me, over the years, most of the time, Peter may chuckle about this. I sort of swing with the punches most of the time. Once in a while, I get pretty annoyed, and then it gets uncomfortable for everybody. but again, not too much inside baseball. But the Laura thing has gone so viral, and so many people are talking about it. I thought I would at least address it because she's in the same studio facility that we are, only on the other side of the hall. And so far, my microphone is okay. Am I on? My headsets. How many times have any of us done that sort of silly stuff? Okay, let's talk about something that's not silly. Talk about how well you are resting. How did you sleep last night? It's a personal question, I suppose, but the reason I'm bringing it to your attention is because I want you to know about MyPillow. If you had a lousy night, then you need to call 800-874-8985, and with the receipt of your MyPillow, your bad nights will be over. Your tossing and turning will be over. The things that you love about your ability to get a good night's rest that you've missed because you got a lousy pillow will come back again. This is something that this pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. There is the filler in the pillow. Where that came from. I had a potato with a filler yesterday. The MyPillow filler is a unique combination of material that doesn't get hot and it doesn't lose its shape, so it'll support your head, your neck, it'll cradle you like a baby. And that's what, you know, you heard the old expression, I slept like a baby. Well, your little ones and the big ones all ought to have my pillows. So let's start with one for you and one for your partner. The one for you, you'll pay for. The one for your partner, you won't. 800-874-8985. Call that number now. Use the promo code DS. You can pretty much imagine what that means. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Doug Steffen or a direct sleep. You want a free pillow? You want to start sleeping better right away? Call 800-874-8985. Get the MyPillow. You can actually order online if you want to, MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DS2. Life-changing pillows for the price of one. And you'll be happy to know MyPillow is made here in our country. Comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can wash it. You can dry it. You can do whatever you want. Use it for target practice. Anyway, it'll keep in shape. That's something that they hadn't thought about in their commercial construction. Using MyPillow for target practice. Wow. Call today before the offer ends. 800-874-8985 and use the code DS.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters most, saving kids regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit stjude.org.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Victoria Keelan, and the weekend weather around the country was quite superb in most areas. We had this toward the end of the week last week, snow and rain across the plains. That all cleared out, and it was quite beautiful, all as far as I can tell. There's a little bit of weather sort of in the upper northwest, but not a lot. But across the country, generally speaking, it was just great. People catching up on their travel. It's a week for travel because it's spring break for some people. I think, is it me, or does spring break tend to run from the end of February all through March into the beginning of April? Things like this.
It's got
like
long.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Yep. So we were talking about the weekend weather, and there was conversation, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day, about how the weekend has gone and what are you doing with your weekend. Jay said, it's been great so far. Spring planting is, and I've gotten my garden ready because I want to put the, it's too early for tomatoes and squash and cucumbers, but it's okay for peas and lettuce and that sort of thing. Margaret says, great weather. Ohio State spring game today. My son's got tickets minute before it's sold out. Let's see here. Linda's in Vail, Colorado. She says, snow here. But spring skiing seems to be invigorating for a lot of people. Are you a skier, Victoria?
I'm an occasional snowboarder.
Are you?
Yes.
What does that mean to count? What occasion? When you find some snow and there's a board around? What is the...
When I can get out of the city and get to a mountain that isn't, you know, 6 or 7 hours away.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Well, you are... Well, you can go to the mountains in eastern Pennsylvania, the Appalachians. But that, how
that's
far
true.
Away is that? That should be
That's probably
hours.
Like 3 hours, maybe.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
right.
True.
Mary says, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for rain in northern Oklahoma. It is a little bit dry down there. Thank you for your thought. We put on the Facebook page a picture of me with my grandson. He went for his first, I came out here to go to his first swimming lesson on Friday.
Aww.
And then we took some pictures afterwards and then posted them. Sandy says, is that an oak or maple? I haven't seen them since we moved to Alaska. That was a piece of a maple tree, Sandy, that Miles had. Maya says, grandkidlets are the very best, aren't they? Audrey said, this is what happiness is, and you are so right about that. I so enjoy. It's different now when you're not a, well, your parents to two adults, but to see the two of them and how they are so close together and how much fun they have with Miles together is very, very cool. So thank you for your thoughts and comments and notes. 50 past the hour on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
on 51 past the hour, the Good Day program. All these people that are striking for more money. I'm not sure how much good it's doing, but it's interesting to see what happened last week in 300 cities across the country. A lot of activity there.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day with Richard Schemmel, who is an expert on the trends in technology. We're going to talk with him about General Motors suggesting driverless cars are coming sooner than you think. Plus, why do older people like Facebook? Why do young? Well, maybe we'll separate the. Have Victoria talk about what younger people like, and Richard can talk about what older people like, and I'll tell you what I like, and we'll all fall down. So that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
All right, Richard Schemmel is here with us. Let's talk about what people are doing and what their favorite social media is. Victoria, I don't know that I know. You like all of them, and I know you're active on Twitter and Instagram. What else?
Twitter and Instagram I love. Snapchat is really fun, and I also like Periscope a lot.
Okay. Up Periscope. All right, so Richard, older people seem to like Facebook. Why is that?
It's much easier to use, okay? Our children use it. We can keep in touch with family. It's you know, years ago the kids used Facebooks, and then the parents got involved, and it's more of a social media for them. Twitter and Periscope and Snapchat and Instagram. They're all my services, but it's harder for mature Americans or aging baby boomers to get involved in that. It takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. The president of General Motors said over the weekend that the car industry is on the verge of its biggest transformation since cars were actually brought onto the road because of the safe driving cars, and it's going to happen sooner than you think. There's an interview that's published on BuzzFeed. This fellow, Dan Amon, who's the president of GM, has said that they're fully on board with technology. The transition to autonomous cars is, and by the way, they're not talking about just cars, individual cars. They're talking about taxis and Uber. You just be able to get into a car and program it to where you want to go, whether you own it or you don't own it. You won't need a driver. I'm not sure I'm ready. I'm not going to do that. I like to drive. But is this something we're going to see by 2020? What do you think the timing is on this?
I think that it's all up to each individual state and their regulations. They're going to have to, the car dealers are going to have to deal with each state in driverless cars. And I think that this is going to be an issue that he really doesn't discuss in this interview. I think it's to inflate the stock a little. Driverless cars are going to be here, but by 2020, I don't know. It depends on your state.
All right, story in 60 Minutes about smartphones and how they can all be hacked. Why is this news? I thought everybody knew you could be hacked no matter what device you had.
Well, I think the 60 Minute episode had Congressman Ted Lieu on, and they showed how all they did was hack his number and was able to hear his personal conversations. And, it shows that nothing cannot be hacked, okay?
Well, yeah, there's no privacy, no security. It appeared to be pretty easy.
We've known that. I think 60 Minutes exploits it to the fullest degree. And I think that it was representative of all technology can be hacked. I think that was the final line on the show.
All right. Then why is it a big deal in the circumstance of Apple saying, no, they don't want to. I mean, this has been going on for a couple of months now. As the San Bernardino thing became famous, but there's been an ongoing case where the state of New York wants to get into a drug dealer's iPhone, and Apple says, no, we're not going to help you. So why can't they just do it? It's that easy to hack. What's the issue?
There is no issue, okay? I think it's pure bluster on everybody's part. All phones can be hacked. They showed it with the San Bernardino. It may take some time, but I think it's everybody's posturing.
When I think about getting hacked and stuff, I wonder sometimes when you talk to some of these robots, these people at Verizon or wherever, are they analyzing you and your voice as well as whatever it is that your complaint is at the same time?
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.